very excited to be joined by Associate Defensive Coordinator and Defensive Line Coach now at Duke University, Coach Ben Albert. What is the one part of rushing the passer that's a bit underrated, that fans don't necessarily think about when they're watching the game on Saturdays and Sundays?
Well, the one thing that I always talk to my guys about is being a knowledgeable pass rusher. You know, you have young guys, Nate, the first thing they want to say, Coach, teach me, you know, all these different moves. It's like, it's not about having 100 different moves. It's about having one move that you can master and having a counter off of it, and then having an understanding of how your opponent is trying to protect against you is critical, and then understanding how to attack different protections and so forth. Well, when I talk about rushing the passer, I always look at it from two different perspectives. The outside pass rusher has to have an ability to get vertically up the football field and put the tackles in stress. You know, regardless of how big they are, they can create power off of their speed. You know, I need to see a great first step, you know, guys that can do that on the edge. And then for the inside guys, you still want that burst vertically up the field, but you also need to have great power. Obviously, at either position, whether it's inside or outside, they have to have a great understanding of using their hands and being violent with their hands.
Ben, what is the most important thing that a defender must have when he wants to rush the passer effectively? You know, is there a must-have for that role?
Yes. I think in order to be a great pass rusher, you have to be relentless. If you look at all the great pass rushers over the course of time, the one trait that stands out is how relentless they were in their pursuit of the quarterback. When you are identified as a pass rusher, teams are going to try to do things to negate your ability to affect the game. It all comes down to effort after that. I always say I have a great deal of confidence in my ability to coach, you know, bring out the best of my guys. But the one thing that I should never have to coach is effort.